We're doing Dov's Minute, and there are words that I want us to notice in the Shmona Esrei. We pray to Hashem, Hashiveinu Avinu LeTorateha, bring us back our Father to your Torah. Notice the stress is to our Father when we speak about Torah. And notice we ask Hashem to bring us back. A Jew who was never observant in his life, a Ger Tzedek the first day after his Giyul, says Hashem, bring me back. We call Tshuva the coming back, because before you were born, this is what you were taught, and deep down inside, this is what's natural to you. V'kareveinu malkeinu la'avodatecha, and our king, here we don't talk to our father, we say our king, bring us close to your service. Let's skip to the next blessing. Selach lanu avinu, forgive us our father, ki chatanu. Mechal lanu malkeinu ki fashanu, forgive us our king, for we have rebelled. Notice that first we say, Hashem, bring us back, hashiveinu. And only afterwards do we ask for forgiveness for what we've done wrong. Perhaps, you know, the Gemara explains the order of the blessings, but perhaps part of the idea is that sometimes we're so distant that we can't even say the slach lanu. I'm not even holding by asking for forgiveness. I don't even feel bad for it. So I begin by saying, Hashiveinu, Hashem, bring me back, because I'm distant. After I ask to bring me back, then I could say, okay, now forgive me, slach lanu. And again, there's a point to think about why specifically in these two blessings do we speak about Avinu and Malkeinu? That juxtaposition.